Morning, everybody. I have the same problem with my glasses. It's like I can't, so I gotta put them down here, I guess. Yeah, it's nice to see everybody today, including Gideon. Thanks for being here, Gideon. Pretty soon you'll bring all your friends, right? I've had this on my heart for this body, and I just want to bring it to you. It's pretty simple, it's not long, but I feel it's really important in this season, and especially for the days ahead. We know that even now we see things shaking around us, not just in the natural. We know in the spiritual there's lots going on. And we have been told to prepare, even in the song this morning, prepare the way of the Lord. And that's really what we're doing. We're preparing for Him. But we need to be prepared, not just practically, but we have to be strong spiritually. Because, the devil roams around like a roaring lion, right? And he wants to take us out. And he's brutal about it. And I felt like this morning when we sang that song, the declarations, it says, the kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. And it's not our physical force, but we need to be strong in the spirit. We need to know how to wield the sword. So anyway, I've been in Hebrews and reading in that book, and it's actually one of my, it's a fun book of mine. I love it. And the name Hebrews actually means those who crossed over. I just found that out this week. I'm like, that's crazy. That's so good. Those who crossed over, that's us, okay? We're in the season of crossing over, and we know when Joshua led the people into the promised land, it wasn't the spring, it was during this time of Passover, and they crossed over, and they were in the promised land. And so we are technically in the promised land. We're just still trying to apprehend those promises for ourselves. A couple weeks ago, Lonnie got up, and one of the first things he did was he stood out there and he said, "Would you all just get up and go to someone maybe that, you know, you're not as, you know, you don't know them as well. Just go to them and talk to them, encourage them, pray for them." And so we did that, and he said like 5 minutes, but I think it was like 10 minutes. And how many of you really enjoyed that? Like just that little time of just speaking into somebody's life, praying for them, encouraging them. That is so important. And this book, Hebrews, was written to the Jewish Christians to encourage them not to go back to Judaism. You know, they were Jewish, and they became Christians, and because of the persecution that was coming at that time, and because of the trials and the tests that they were going through, just like us, testing, trials, increasing and increasing, they were tempted to go back to the old familiar place that they knew, which was the rules and the regulations that the Jews had, you know, the sacrifices in the temple and the, you know, the rules and the regulations, the laws. They were so tempted to go back to those old ways. And it's like us, you know, we get tempted at times to go back to the old places, the places we know, right? We're familiar with them, and we're comfortable there. We're really uncomfortable. And so God is coming to shake us now, and he's gonna push us out of uncomfortable places. It's just like the mother eagle, right? The mother eagle has to push the babies out of the nest to make them fly. Otherwise, what? They probably sit there, you know, forever. So it's like God just says, okay, it's time to go. It's time to cross over. It's time to apprehend your promises. Let's see. I wanted to just share with you in chapter 3 of Hebrews. Okay. Chapter 3, we don't really know who wrote this book. Most people think probably Paul wrote the book. However, there's other people that believe that maybe Apollos wrote it or other Barnabas. So we're not really sure, but it doesn't really matter at this point because whoever wrote this sermon, it's more like a sermon. It's not a letter, a typical letter that Paul wrote. So he's talking to the people and he's saying to them, chapter 3, verse 12, it says, "Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is still called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end." There's a lot in there to unpack. The first section says that if you have unbelief, you've got evil in your heart. And that is not very, like, yikes, you know what I mean? But we do get unbelief in our hearts, but we need to be able to recognize it. We need to recognize it when we're feeling depressed, when we're feeling down, when we feel hopeless, when we feel certain ways, we just, you know, tune into those emotions and we're like, oh, are we unbelieving how good God is? He is so good. He is such a good father. And I really believe in my heart that we are going to see the goodness of our Father in the land of the living. There's a scripture, it says that we would have despaired unless we had believed we would see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Well, my testimony is I'm going to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And that's what we want that's our testimony. We're going to see it with these eyes. We see it by faith right now. So when we have unbelief, what does it say? It says, exhort one another daily while it is still called today, lest you be hardened through deceitfulness of sin. He's exhorting us to be in touch with one another daily. It's a daily walk, and it's a daily community. We're a family. This is a family. And if we're not connecting and being in fellowship with one another on a regular basis, it's not just Sunday morning. It's not enough for us. We need more than that. We've got to see that we were created to have deep, lasting relationships with one another. And to exhort one another when we're down. What's it say? Weep with those that weep and rejoice with those that rejoice. That's us. That's who we are. And I really believe that, you know, that scripture, it says, they will know us by our love. When the outside sees the love that we have for one another, that is something that's not normal. It's supernatural. It's God. It's his supernatural work that he does in his family because we're born again. Because we're born again. And you know, it's supernatural when you see another Christian and you feel like you know them already, right? That's supernatural. So anyway, we want to hear his voice. And if he's telling you to call somebody or have lunch with somebody or get together with somebody, I'm so excited that this week is a week of gathering, getting together and doing some, you know, the potluck and the Chosen, the movie. That'll be really fun. Okay, and then I just over in chapter 4, in verse 14, it says, seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. His blood is enough. We don't need to drum up anything. We don't need to, you know, fix ourselves up before we come to him. He's there, right there. It's the blood of Jesus that made a way. So we just come to him like, here he is, my friend, my father. He is my source. He's my source. Man can't be my source. Money can't be my source. The government can't be my source. Jesus is my source. Okay, so let's go to, we're going to chapter 10. And honestly, this whole book has so many exhortations of just, this book is like, keep on running the race of faith together. Keep on running the race of faith together. You know, we're all in this together. I mean, we have our individual races, but we have our together race. And we're all going toward the same goal, right? It's all the same goal. Why is there division? Why is there division? Because we have, you know, expectations of other people or expectations in this or that. But really, there's no reason for that because we're all going for the same thing. Okay, so chapter 10, verse 19, it says, in the beginning here, it says, Hold fast your confession. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Remember, we just read that. We get to go boldly by the blood of Jesus. By a new and living way. This is a new covenant. Praise God. Which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. Just go to Jesus. Just say, cleanse me of all this stuff. We get cleansed from all the evil. And have our bodies washed with pure water. He does it. We can't do it. He washes us. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. He's the faithful one. Praise God. He is the faithful one to see that our promises will come to pass. We just have to what? Surrender and be obedient, right? We can't be like the Israelites who were disobedient. They wanted to do it their own way. They didn't want to listen to God. They wanted their own way. He who promised is faithful. Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. Okay, that's the first verse. Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. So how do we do that? We go back to chapter 3, encourage one another daily. You know, stir your friends up, stir one another up. You are amazing. You're made in God's image. There's no one like you. You have a beautiful spirit. Your spirit is the spirit of God in you, is Jesus Christ in you. Honor one another, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. We have got to see. That was put in there for a reason. As you see the day approaching, what's the day? It's the day of the Lord. Are we seeing it approaching? He's exhorting us and kind of warning us too. And I don't know if Dustin would want to share his testimony, but he's got a great testimony of, you know, what happened to him in the last several months and how he's here now. And it's just really amazing. So I don't know if you'd ever want to do that. But it is really, it's remarkable because it is a testimony of when we forsake, and we all have done this, all of us have done it. When we forsake coming together, when we forsake one another, when we decide to be alone, I can't handle this. When we decide to do that, it's only hurting ourselves. But it's hurting the body too, because actually we need every part. It says in Ephesians, every joint supplies. We build each other up in love. This is how the body is going to come into the fullness of the stature of Jesus Christ, through the teachings and through the love of God. It's the love of God. That's the glue, right? So we need to stir one another up and encourage one another. And tell your brother and sister, we need to tell them, you are amazing and you're just so needed in my life. You're needed in my life. So the last verse I want to bring is chapter 12. And I know Debbie was encouraging us this morning in faith. It says in chapter 12, the little heading I have is the race of faith. Therefore, we also, and notice it doesn't say, therefore, you also. It says, therefore, we also. Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily ensnares us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, there's a lot of us's in there, and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, sat down at the right hand on the throne of God. Amen. So we have so much, we have so many, the cloud of witnesses, those that have gone before us, they're peering down and watching us, and they're cheering us on, because it says the great cloud of witnesses, we're surrounded by them. So we're not in this alone. We've got the Holy Spirit, we have one another, we have Jesus, we have the Father, and we have the great cloud of witnesses. And that was pretty much what I just want to exhort one another today, and just say that I just want to declare that you will see the goodness of your Father in heaven in your lives. You will know the goodness of his love for you personally, but corporately too. I believe this place is going to be so filled with the love of God that people will want it. They'll want to come here. It's not because of anything we have. It's because of the presence and the love of God. Because the world is so hungry to know they're wanted and to know the love of a Father for them. So that's my word. Amen.
Thank you. I think those are yours. You may need those.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Karen. Beautiful. Beautiful word. Well, hello there, young man. How are you?
God bless you, brother.
This is Bill King, for those of you who don't know him. He's been a part of our body for maybe the last 20 years.
Yeah.
So, praise the Lord. And speaking of that, while Karen was ministering to us this morning, let's say goodbye to the people online. God bless you. We're going to receive our offering and bless the Lord in that way. So I hope the word has met you this morning, and just be expecting this whole week, Passover week, extra special time, you know, dreams and signs and wonders, and just all the ways that the Lord makes himself known. So God bless you, and have an awesome week in Passover. We'll see you.